This week's mailbag comes to us from an iTunes listener. I love listening to Lisa. Not everything that is said is what I need for that particular moment in time, but I find the podcast to help motivate me to get me in the right mindset for tasks that I need to tackle. Usually throughout the day, I will mull over what was said in a previous podcast and find that the advice given was what I really needed in the end. I don't have all the organized 365 products, but the systems and products that I do have made a tremendous change in our family and how we manage our daily ins and outs. Thank you, Lisa, for helping me take control of my mindset, reminding me to have grace, and motivating me to move forward on living a more organized life. Do you have an organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. When I hear women talk about self-care, I immediately think about spending a whole day at a spa and the $500 that would cost, or going to a salon and getting your hair and nails and everything done, or going away on a girls-only vacation and rejuvenating and just pouring into yourself and getting more self-care. And to be honest, none of those things sound fun to me. Mostly because I love being at home. Like, I really, really, really like being at home, number one. And number two, like, I mean, I spend money on plenty of things, but to spend a whole day away from my family in a spa is just not my idea of self-care. And so I really started thinking about, as there's so many things on Instagram or people are saying, you know, you need to have self-care, I thought, well, what is my self-care? And how much does my self-care cost? And what is yours? Like, how could I share this with you? And as I started really thinking about it, I thought, you know, the things that really fill me up and energize me and make me feel like I'm really cared for are very easy to do and do not cost a lot of money. So I'm super excited to share this list with you about the things that I do for self-care. Before having children, like, self-care was just life. Let's just be clear. Once you have children, then you have to think about self-care, because basically you are everything to your child for the rest of their life. And so that's when I think this whole conversation of self-care comes into play. I could be wrong. If you don't have children, maybe you feel like you need a lot of time for self-care, but it's the never-ending 24/7 of having humans dependent on you in the middle of the night, early in the morning, late at night, when you really just want to finish reading this book. The constant interrupting of those little humans are what made me feel like I needed self-care. And for around 10 or 12 years, really the only thing that I did for self-care, and probably the only thing I could afford to do for self-care, was a hot bubble bath every single night at 8 p.m. It's kind of comical. Even all of the neighbors know that I am in a hot bubble bath at 8 p.m. And there was even a tragedy, and the neighbor didn't call me because they knew I was in a bubble bath. I'm like, I can get out. Like, I'm not permanently in there. But getting in that hot bath at night, I love a hot bath, even if there's air conditioning on, because it just warms me up for the night. I always did it at 8 o'clock because I am a morning person. I'm not an early morning person, but I am a, like, 8 o'clock morning person. And by the time you get to really 4 in the afternoon, I'm totally done. But by 8 o'clock, there is definitely no more in my tank for anyone else. And so when I would get in that bubble bath at night, I would just take that washcloth and I would wring it out and I would put it on my face, that hot washcloth on my face, and I would just breathe in and I would think, ah, and I would do it one more time, and one more time, and one more time. And just rubbing that hot washcloth on my face really helped me. That was what my self-care looked like for the first 12 years of my parenting. Then I would say the next thing that I did for self-care was really dating Greg. And when the kids were little, we would hire babysitters and go on dates and send the kids off so that we could be together. But as the kids got older and things got more expensive and, you know, they were off in their room anywhere, we didn't feel the need to hire a babysitter and leave the house and, you know, pay a ridiculous amount of money to have dinner. So how could we still have dates that didn't cost a lot of money where we could really connect? And our version of dating, which actually is part of my self-care, is that we watch TV together. So we find TV shows that we want to binge on Netflix, and Greg will pop popcorn, or sometimes we have some other snack, or sometimes there's not a snack, but it's really, really fun for us. And we look forward to watching Netflix at night, or Hulu, or, you know, like we like the show Suits, which is on USA. So we TiVo that one. So there's always a TV show that we're looking forward to watching at night. And we watch one episode. Sometimes we'll watch like two or three. The first show that we really, really binged was 24. And we did this maybe two or three summers ago. And when we got into 24, it was in summer. It was the best. I would say it's the best summer of my life. We watched this show, 24. Sometimes we would watch like four or five episodes. The next morning, Greg would have to go to work. He'd be like, oh, I have to go to work. And I'd be like, bye. We had so much fun. Like, one more episode. Can we watch one more episode? It may sound totally silly, but we almost love watching TV shows more than we do going out on dates. I don't know why. But it really fills us up. We don't have to worry about getting dressed up, who's got the kids, what's going on with the dog. Like, we're in our house. We feel great. We have a little snack. We watch some TV shows. When we get to the end of a show, like even when we know we only have like a couple of episodes left, the both of us are like, what's our next binge going to be? It better be good. Like, it's got to be a good show. And we both have running lists of what the next TV show will be. There was a period of time where we couldn't find another TV show for a while. And it was very, very sad. So a hot bath, watching TV with Greg, having popcorn at night. Another thing I love to do, and Greg and I used to do it together, but now it's too hot. I don't know why it's too hot at night, is after Greg gets home from work and we talk a little bit and we either have dinner or we don't have dinner. We skip dinner a lot. I will go sit out back on my patio from spring until fall with the dog. I will either scroll through Instagram, or I'll read a book, or I'll listen to a podcast, or I'll pull weeds, or I'll talk to somebody on the phone. But I will usually sit out back on the patio for 30 minutes to sometimes an hour and a half. And the dog stays out there for a while, and then the dog eventually will go in. I love being on our back patio. I love the furniture that we bought. In the afternoon, sometimes I'll go out and I'll lay on the couch and I'll take like a 20-minute nap. I just love being in our backyard. And a couple of years ago, Greg and I would always do this together. But now this summer it was too hot. And you know how things work well for a season and then they don't. And so I wasn't going on the back patio because Greg didn't want to. But I really love being out back for like 30 minutes to 90 minutes at night and scrolling through my phone. So that's another thing that I do for self-care. Another thing I have recently gotten back into big time is puzzles. As I've had a lot more time recently, and I was like, well, what am I going to do with this time? I love jigsaw puzzles. And I wasn't, in the last podcast, I told you about how I cleared out all the different projects I was doing. And so my projects weren't always sitting out so I could do a project. And I got back into the love of puzzles. And I started doing a bunch of 1,000-piece puzzles. And then I realized you can do 2,000-piece puzzles. And they readily have those at Walmart or Meijer, where I get my puzzles. So I started buying 2,000-piece puzzles and doing those. And then early this year, I realized that you can get 5,000-piece puzzles. They make 5,000-piece puzzles. And I asked for a 5,000-piece puzzle for my birthday. It was ridiculous. It was like a $70 puzzle or something. And the shipping was astronomical. And Greg was like, I'm not buying you that puzzle. I'm like, oh, but that's the thing I want. Like, I really, really want. I like had like a two-year-old fit. And then, of course, for my birthday, he did buy me the puzzle, which took me a whole month to do, which is really long. Like, I could do a 1,000-piece puzzle in a couple of days. So it took me the entire month. And I was like, yay, I think this should be a new tradition that I get a 5,000-piece puzzle for my birthday. There are like six more that are out there, so we can keep, that's the next 6 years I can get those. I am really loving doing puzzles. And if you've watched on Instagram how I do puzzles, it's really weird. I do it in these little puzzle trays. Like, I don't do it on a big table because I like to do it in bed when I watch Netflix. I don't know. I always loved being in my bedroom as a child, and I still do. It's warm and cozy in there. I take my hot bath and then I do my puzzle. So, and I usually am almost always doing my puzzle while we're watching TV. So puzzles are something that I love doing. And while they do cost money, usually like they're usually on sale and you could trade puzzles and stuff like that. So puzzling is another thing that I love to do for self-care. The last two are things that I've added to my self-care in the last about 18 months. And neither of these are inexpensive, but they are definitely something that I'm doing for myself. The first one is my wardrobe. So for about 10 years, I bought all of my clothes at a resale shop here in Cincinnati called Snooty Fox. So you could still get like White House Black Market or Loft, or like they had brand name stuff there. And I would go with about $70 two or three times a year. And that's how many clothes I would, however far that would get me in. You could get pants for like $6 or sweaters for $5. $7, doesn't matter. I would always usually spend about $70. And so a couple of years ago, I needed to upgrade my wardrobe because when you're buying all used clothing, it doesn't last as long. And you're not necessarily getting clothing that all matches. Like you're getting outfits. You could buy outfits, but there's no correlation. And if you've watched me on Instagram now, you know that my clothing all kind of goes together. And if you're traveling, like it all goes together. So the first thing I did was I started shopping at White House Black Market. And this was probably maybe 3 years ago. And it would just be for my birthday and Christmas. And for my birthday, everybody would buy me gift cards and we would go and then I would add more money. And the first time Greg went with me, which was really fun for me, not really fun for him. And then I started going on my own. It was once a year, then twice a year. And now I go three times a year and I get new clothes. And I have rebuilt my wardrobe now over time. Growing up, I had a fabulous wardrobe. This fall, I was able to branch out beyond White House Black Market and I started shopping at Talbots and Loft and Gap again because now I have some more time and I know what fits my body better and I'm ready to expand beyond one store. So buying clothes, finding clothes that look good on me, figuring out what my style is, what I like, what I don't like, that has been something that I've really been focusing on the last couple of years. And for me, it is self-care. I don't know how you define self-care. Self-care for me is like, what makes me feel good about me? Like, just what makes me happy. Doesn't have to make anybody else happy. So having a hot bath totally makes me happy. Sitting out on the back patio makes me happy, allows me to read books and do Instagram like I like. Puzzles, just I just love jigsaw puzzles. I love spending time with Greg. Anything that uses my time in a way that makes me feel good about myself and I feel gives me energy to do more things the next day. So the wardrobe was one where I do not like shopping for clothes. I'm liking it more now. I don't necessarily like shopping for clothes, but it was like something that I wanted to improve in myself. I wanted to have a style. I wanted to know what fit my body. I wanted to shop for me versus just shopping for what was available on the sale rack at the resale store. So that's why I include that in self-care. And then the last one would be along those same lines, and that would be my makeup and my skincare routine. Again, you really should follow me on Instagram if you're not, because I share way too much in my stories. I think it was only 1 year ago, you guys. So my idea of makeup is CoverGirl blush and anything that Mary Kay has, because I've always loved Mary Kay. And about a year ago, I realized that, I don't know, 47 apparently is different than other ages. And the makeup was just not looking as good as it has in the past. And I didn't really know how to do foundation very well. So I do wear Mary Kay foundation. It's the only color I've ever found that works for me. And I had that working and the same color blush I'd worn for 30 years, same eyeshadow I'd worn forever. And I went with my daughter to Sephora 1 year ago. Sephora is the most expensive store I've ever been to in my entire life. I went into where you pay the $50 and they use that as a credit and they get to do your face. And I mean, she drew on my eyebrows and I was so out of my comfort zone, but I knew that I needed to work on my makeup. And I ended up buying a whole bunch of makeup that day. And then about 4 months later, I went back and I bought a bunch more makeup products. And my makeup, I really like it now. It takes a while to put it all on, but I do think it makes a really big difference. I ended up going to Ulta as well, and now I put like this yellow stuff under my eye because I have bags under my eyes, whatever. By the time I'm done, it's amazing. It really is amazing. I really enjoy the way I look in makeup, and I never understood how makeup worked before a year ago. While we were in Florida, my daughter said to me, I need to have a skincare routine. And I wash my face with water. I know. About a year ago, I started using, and I still do use, the Mary Kay facial cleanser stuff. And I've always moisturized. I've always used moisturizer day and night. But Abby shows me this video of, I don't know, some famous person going through their skincare routine. And the video is like 30 minutes long. And I'm like, looking at all those products, I'm like, she just put over $1,000 worth of stuff on her face. Like, that is a ton of stuff. So we were in Florida, and back to Sephora we went. So we went to Sephora, and I had a list of all the things the lady had in her video and the things Abby told me to use, and I spent another small fortune at Sephora. And now I do a skincare routine. And I really, really like it. I still use my Mary Kay cleanser, but I have a different moisturizer at night than I have in the morning. And I have these little hydrating patches that go under my eyes that I use a couple days a week. And I have this mask that I use once a week. You should see the chart I have about when I'm supposed to use what. And then I have these three products that I put on my face that are supposed to be reducing my under eye circles, which I don't think is happening. But now I'm saying it's happening because I'm like, oh, it's so much fun. I love doing it. These are the things that I am doing for self-care. Obviously, these last two, the wardrobe and the makeup, definitely are not free. They're not a fortune, but they're definitely not free. And that's what my self-care looks like. What do you do for your self-care? What are the things that you do for you that make you feel good about yourself, about the way you're presenting yourself, that fill you up and fill your family up? Does your self-care look like what other people are doing or what you think other people think your self-care should look like? I would love it if you would go over to Instagram or in our Facebook group and share your self-care with everybody else in there. All of mine happens to happen at home, except when I'm actually at the store. And now I've learned how to shop for clothes online because now I know which size fits me at which store, which I like that so much better. So maybe you didn't realize that I love being home as much as I do. All right, next week, we're going to be talking about what you are tolerating.